Thank you, Peter. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are on number, volume 24, 910, 1928. This is, tomorrow is the feast of Valentine's Day, and the Valentine that the children of the divine will give out is the hearts of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. And to understand, we know the Sacred Heart of Jesus. We know Our Lady's heart is a reflection of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And Louisa's heart, Jesus describes Louisa's heart as a heart that's on fire, a heart that has the spear of sorrow from the earth to heaven, and a bolt of lightning from heaven to earth. So Louisa's heart is also split in two. It's like it reflects Jesus and Mary's. It's not the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's not the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's Louisa's heart. And it's a bolt of lightning from earth through her heart, from heaven through her heart to earth, and a spear of sorrow from earth through to heaven. So it's like this, it's almost like the sign of Saint Andrew, the cross that was like an X. That's Louisa's heart. And when we get to know Louisa's heart, we get to see what Jesus wants to make of our hearts. It's got to reflect Louisa. Like my diocese is the diocese. Our patron saint is Saint Andrew. So we have the X on the shield, and we also are consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. So we have the moon underneath, and then the bishop's symbol on that. And it changes each time there's a new bishop. So what's coming is a new era that's going to begin for all of us. And especially tomorrow, and this feast of Saint Valentine, let's make sure that we give to our friends, our loved ones, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But also, don't forget the little heart of Louisa, the heart that's on fire, the heart that's split in two, the heart that has the spear going through from earth to heaven, and the bolt of lightning from heaven to earth. We can see this little newborn, Louisa, in a very different way, in a very beautiful way. So today is volume 24, 910, 1928. To the one who lives and operates in our divine will, that's Louisa, and now Jesus is asking us to also participate in this life that that God wants us to live, living in the divine will, operating in the divine will. We, triune God, give freedom to establish many bonds between heaven and earth, to open many doors of communication, to place many chains so as to make the soul ascend into heaven and make many graces descend for the good of all creatures. Here we can see Louisa's heart. Many acts ascending to heaven through our sufferings, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, and to make the many graces from the divine will to earth descend for the good of all of mankind. So our hearts must be like Louisa's in one way, shape, or form. We're going to learn from her what Jesus and Mary taught her. So in fact, these works of ours, Jesus says, that of creation and that of redemption that have been done on the face of the earth have the virtue of opening heaven in order to have it open through them, through the acts, the works of God. Okay. And we make use of Louisa and us linked to Louisa. God makes use of us, who operates in God's divine will. So that's what we're striving for. We're striving to operate in the divine will continuously, not just every now and then. That's what we do right now. Right now, we operate in the divine will, then we fall out of the divine will. Then we operate in the divine will, then we fall out of the divine will. Then we So Jesus is saying, I'm waiting for the souls who want this more than anything, and then I will give it to the earth. So we're waiting for that new day, that great day that's coming, this day when the divine will reigns on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus talks about that in Vine 24. He shows that when this happens, the world is going to rejoice. How did this happen? How did the kingdom of God come on earth? Everybody's when he's praying that, praying to our Lord. How did this occur? What happened that the kingdom of God is now earth on earth as it is in heaven? And Jesus says to Louisa, it's because of you, Louisa, and the souls linked to you that has caused this great event to occur. A great event is coming. Don't look at all the doom and gloom. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But we in the divine will were praying for a greater than Nineveh to occur. When Jonah, said, 40 days more and Nineveh will be destroyed. And they heard, they said, they put on sackcloth and ashes and they turned away from their sin. Now, let's use this Lent. This Lent, we're going to get our ashes differently than normal. Kind of unusual, but the ashes we put on our head. This is something, if you really want to get into it, tell the priest, before Mass, tell the priest, I want ashes on my head. I really want ashes on my head. And if you have to, if you can find it, find some old potato bags, wear sackcloth. That's what a potato bag is, basically, a sackcloth. To cover your head and you really get into it, say to the Lord, I want to change my evil ways. I want to begin to live this abundant life. I really want this more than anything. And then God will answer our prayers. So, use this time. It's a very interesting time that we're going through. Where the ashes are even changed, not just on our forehead with a cross, but on our head. I think our God is just trying to get us ready to understand that times are different now. Times are different. Ask the priest, I want ashes on my head. This is what the Pope wants. Put them on my head. Make sure I'm wearing. And if you can find burlap, that's what potatoes are put in. If you can find some burlap, put it on you. Wear it on, you don't have to show everybody, but wear it under your coat, wear it under your shirt. Say to God, I want to wear sackcloth and ashes. I want for the earth a new beginning. I want a greater than Nineveh happening for all the earth. God will answer your prayer. God will take care of your families. He says to Louisa, you do what I want and I'll do what you want. Do a little more this Lent than what you have before. Again, the greatest thing that you can do is the 24 hours of the Passion. Pray the 24 hours of the Passion. It will change many, many things. So he says, we, Triune God, make use of the soul, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, who operates in our divine will. And while Jesus was saying this, Jesus showed me many doors opened in heaven, many open doors in heaven, as through which many gold chains descended that bound the earth for as many works as my sweet Jesus has done. So again, what Jesus has done is what we want to do. You'll do greater things than I, Jesus says. One with me, Jesus says. Our Lord is asking us to repair and redo in the name of Jesus, in the name of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. When we repair and when we redo this, great things are in store. Don't limit God. Don't say, well, it's not for me. God goes, okay, it's not for you. You have to see Jesus. Why did Jesus love Our Lady so much? She said, fiat mihi, I'm the slave girl of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say. Why did Jesus love Louisa? Same thing she said. I give you my will. Not what I want to do, but I want your will to be done in me. It's just what Jesus said, Father, not my will, but your will be done. When we learn this, God can do great things. Don't limit God. Well, that's not for me. I don't think I can do that. Well, you can't. You've already said no to God. You limit God by your doubt. You limit God by your worry. You limit God by your fear, by your anxiety, by your complaints, by your negativity, by your sin. And that has to stop. It has to stop. We have to say to Jesus what St. Faustina was told by Jesus. You pray, Jesus, I trust in you. Why? Jesus said to St. Faustina, that is the final devotion that I give to my church before I return. Are we listening to Jesus? Before I return, I'm going to give you the final devotion. Think about that. Great things are coming. Great things are coming. Get ready for them. So Jesus says, through which many gold chains descended that bound the earth for as many works that Jesus has done. We're going to be one with Jesus. 5:25, 10:10, 19:28. While I bless you, I pour in you the beneficial dew of divine light of my divine will, that making you all shining, this glorious light shall make you appear more beautiful to my sacramental gazes. So here, okay, when we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, we're looking at Jesus. We're adoring Jesus. We're praising Jesus. We're thanking Jesus. We're glorifying Jesus with his glory, with his love, with his praise. It's not ours anymore. We say, I want to do this in the divine will. So what happens? I will make you appear more beautiful as God looks at you. As you're looking at Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and Jesus is looking at you, you appear more beautiful, making you all shining in the light of the divine will with the beneficial dew of God pouring upon you. Gazing at my little prisoner daughter. See, that's Luisa when she lived in the orphanage. This is, again, this is volume 25. When she went there, that was the beginning of volume 25. And she said, finally, after 40 years, I can now see you in the Blessed Sacrament again. She was in prison, basically, at the Association Luisa Picaretta in her room. 40 years, her window was facing the north. She never saw the sun. For 40 years, she couldn't visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. She loved to visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And when you go to Our Lady of the Greca Church in Corrado, Italy, there's a square to the right before her tomb, which is right in front of the church now, right next to the high altar. There's a little square on the ground. And this was where you could look and see the old church down below. But right on that square, Father Bucci said, is where Luisa knelt. You can kneel there. You can pray one with Luisa. It's where she would spend her time as a little girl, adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, worshiping God. And finally, in volume 25, she says, finally, after 40 years, I can see you again. She says, you are my prisoner in the tabernacle, and I am your prisoner in this bed. So again, for 40 years, she couldn't go to church. And that's why Pope Leo XIII and Pope Pius X both gave permission for her to have Holy Mass celebrated in her room every day. And the priest would come every day, first to free her from the state that she was in, where she toured the universe with Jesus. This is, again, when you see her clothing, you'll see her socks are dirty. Her socks have holes in them. And why? Jesus toured the universe with her. Even though she couldn't walk, she walked with Jesus. And to prove it, her socks show this. And I've said it before, but I always, when I first saw them, I go, why wouldn't they give her some nice socks? I mean, here the poor little girl's in bed and they give her these socks that are filthy with holes in them. No, she walked with Jesus throughout the whole universe. Jesus showed her everything of the universe. And that's what he's going to do with us. You have to understand, we're not talking about good and holy and saintly things. Good things are coming. Amazing things are coming. When you pray, you're not trapped in time and space in the divine will. And you'll discover this the closer you get to Jesus. God will let you begin to experience what Luisa went through daily. So he says, we make use of the one, Luisa, and us linked to Luisa, who operates in our divine will. And while he was saying this, he showed me many open doors of heaven through which many gold chains descended and bound the earth in many works, as my sweet Jesus did. 5:25, 10:10, 19:28. While I bless you, and God is blessing us, I pour in you the beneficial dew of the divine light, of the divine will, that making you all shining shall make you appear more beautiful to my sacramental gazes. We're back where we were. And I shall feel happier in this cell, gazing in the tabernacle, gazing at my little prisoner daughter, investing and bound with the sweet chains of my divine will. And every time I bless you, I shall make the divine life of my divine will grow in you. Every time you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, Jesus is blessing you. And he's promising you, every time I bless you, I will make my life of my divine will grow in you. See, this is different than what he gave to the saints. Why? It's a new era that has begun. Listen to what Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno. Time has now come to an end. It's a new era that has begun. Why? The time of Lucifer is over. The time of the divine will is to reign. And our job is to pray for a greater than Nineveh for all the world. We're going to show the evil one he's a total failure. Total failure. And those that want him can have him. Those that want God are going to have God. This is a great time to be alive. It's not doom and gloom for us. Not at all. No doom or gloom. It's fiat voluntas tua. May your kingdom reign in this dust on earth as it is in heaven. You know, the readings of the gospel today, it says to Adam, God said to Adam, you're going to return to the dust. You're just dirt. You're going to return to the dust. Without me, you're just dirt. With me, you are my child. This is the little children of the Holy Divine Will. You have to understand, this is a new beginning for all of mankind. This is so spectacular. I mean, we, the little children of the Holy Divine Will, are rejoicing that we are alive today to witness what God is doing on earth as it is in heaven. This is what God is doing. 5:25, 12:8, 19:28. I was thinking, why? This is our question to Luisa. Why did all creation exult with joy and celebrate so much the Immaculate Queen in her Immaculate Conception? This is our question. Why do we rejoice on this feast of Our Lady, all the feast days of Our Lady? Every Saturday, we celebrate a Mass in honor of Our Lady, especially First Saturday. It's her day, the day before Sunday, the day before the day of the Lord. Why do we celebrate? Why do we rejoice so much so, the Immaculate Queen and her Immaculate Conception? And then Jesus teaches Luisa and teaches us, my daughter, do you know why? Because the divine will had the beginning of its life in the celestial tiny little girl, and therefore the beginning of all goods in all creatures, past, present, and future. Because of Our Lady, everything changed. This is why we honor the Blessed Mother. We don't worship the Blessed Mother. We honor her. She's the Mother of God. Theotokos. Who has the title Mother of God? One, the Blessed Mother. The Queen of Heaven and Earth. This is what Jesus is saying. He says, do you know why? Because the divine will had the beginning of its life in the celestial tiny little girl, and therefore the beginning of all goods and creatures. 2,000 years ago was the beginning of going back to the life that God breathed into Adam. And now, 2,000 years later, now sanctification is coming. Now a new beginning for all of mankind is coming. The evil one hates this, hates it, hates the church. But Jesus says, I'm going to purify my bride. I'm going to wrinkle-free, stain-resistant. That's what's coming. She, Our Lady, gave men the right to be able to ascend and embrace her Creator with the power of our fiat that Our Lady had in her power as Queen of Heaven and Earth. Our Lady bound God and man together again. This is why we honor her. We love Our Lady. Again, if you have a statue of Our Lady, make sure she is crowned. If you have a statue outside of Our Lady, make sure the light is on her at night. Let everybody know she's our mother. She's our queen. Great things are coming. And can you imagine what God is going to do for the souls who honor his mother? Who love his mother? As he said to John, take her into your home. That's us. Make her your mother. Make her your queen. That's what we're doing. 525, 12, 25, 19, 28. My daughter, Adam was the first human son. Here we go back to the beginning of what we started with. Adam was the first human, S-U-N, infested by our volition, and his acts were more than the sun rays in the sky that extending and expanding were to invest the whole human family, in which one would see many in one. Although palpitating in these divine rays, all centralized in the center of this first human sun, we are to be greater than the sun in the sky. Why? God is reigning in us. Image and likeness of God is reigning in us. There's no limit to what God is going to do with the souls who are living in the divine will. That was Adam, the first human son. And all were to have virtue of forming their own sons, all of his children. You and I were supposed to be reigning as sons if Adam didn't fall, without going out of the bond of the first son. In fact, since the life of each one would have its origin from this son, Adam, each one would be able to be a son of his own, S-U-N, of his own. Radiant, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. How beautiful was the creation of Adam. Oh, how it surpassed the whole entire universe. The bond, the union of one in many was the greatest prodigy of our divine omnipotence. As our divine will, one in itself was to maintain all the inseparability of all. Everyone was to be one in God, fused in God. All the little children of the holy divine will now are asked to be and enter into this life. The communicative, the unifying life of everyone and everything, symbol and image of God's divinity. As we are inseparable, even though we are three divine persons, we are always one because one is the will, one is the sanctity, one is the power. This is why man is always looked upon by us, Triune God, as if they were one alone. All of us are one in God. He wants us to enter into this oneness with him. We are all brothers and sisters. We are all one with God. And even though he was to have his very long generation, but always centralized in the one Triune God, it was the uncreated love that was created by us, Triune God, in Adam. Therefore, Adam was to give to back to us, Triune God. Adam was to be like us, Triune God. And our divine will was the only one acting in us, Triune God, was to act as the only one in Adam and his children. That's what's coming back. That's what the divine will is all about, to enter back into God, oneness with God, fused with God in his holy divine will. In order to form the unity of all and the bond of inseparability of each and every one of us. This is a glorious time to be alive, a glorious time to be alive. Volume 25, 2, 3, 1921. Now the soul, the one who does and lives in my divine will. So we are called to do the will of God. That's volume 1 through volume 10, to become a divine mirror of Jesus, doing everything that his holy humanity has done. And then volume 11 through volume 19, how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then finally, to volume 20 through volume 36, to receive back again the divine inheritance of the Father. What a glorious time to be alive. What a glorious time to know this, to love this, to possess this by our reading, our studying, and putting it into practice. Jesus says very, very clearly, the one who does and lives in my divine will on earth is similar to the angels and saints, the inhabitants of heaven. That is, she is all one piece and forms one single piece with all the angels and the saints. In Opus Sanctorum Angelorum, Jesus told Mother Gabriel the Beatrice that there will be a new time, a new era, where we will learn about the angels and saints. That's coming very, very clearly, very, very close. It's very close. I mean, we're not going to be learning about human history. We're going to learn about what the angels are about. Each angel is a different creature of a different species. That's how beautiful the angels are. And each angel, from the angels to the archangels, it's seven times greater. From the archangels to the virtues, it's seven times greater. From the virtues to the principalities, it's seven times greater. All the way up to this, the seraphim, it's a million times greater than the angels. And the angels are seven times greater than us, yet we are called to be children of God, where the angels are called to be servants of God. What a difference. What a difference. We're going to be learning things that are going to astonish us. Forms one single piece with them in such a way that the pilgrim soul thinks the saint thinks together with the soul. If she loves, the saint operates with the soul. They love and operate with the soul who loves in the divine will. Why? The saints, the angels are in the divine will. A new beginning is coming for all of mankind. Jesus says, here's the Son of the divine will in the heavens. The saints surround the Son like a halo. The children of the divine will enter into the Son and participate in, with, through, and for God, as God is participating in, with, through, and for the little children of the holy divine will. It's a vast difference. On earth, is the only time that you could do your acts and your rounds in the divine will that last eternally, one with God. The saints in heaven, they can't do any acts because they don't have any bodies. You need a body and a soul, St. Thomas Aquinas says. In order to do your acts and your rounds in the divine will, you have to be on earth. That's why it's so important not to waste a moment on earth. Do all your acts and your rounds. These I love yous to God will last for all eternity. 100 million years from now, you will see the I love yous that you presented to God that are still living because it's Jesus in us that's doing it. Of course it has to live. It's Jesus in us that's doing it. He's doing the divine acts in us. This is what's so amazing, so astonishing. This is so great what our God is doing. There are such tight bonds between her and heaven that all together they form one single act of my divine will. So much so that the celestial inhabitants are on the lookout to see what the creatures on earth does so that nothing may escape them. So the more that you're doing your acts and your rounds in the divine will, the more the saints are living one with you, fused with you. They're living in the divine will in heaven. we can do the acts of the divine will. And why they want to see these acts, it makes their heaven doubly be more beautiful. You want to give a gift to those that you love? Do your acts and your rounds in the divine will. It's multiplying to the infinite what God is doing in us. God is doing it. All that God is looking for is our fiat, our yes, I want to participate in this great gift. Then Jesus says, learn, study this, read, be attentive. And I'll tell you how and why I want this done. 525, 329, 1928, my daughter, the soul who lives in my divine will is bound to all of creation. That's why we do our rounds of creation. We're bound to that. Neither can creation do without this fortunate creature. Creation is waiting for us to give back to God this divine I love you. He says, I could have put a voice on everything that I created, but I wanted man. I wanted Adam and his children to be the voice. I love you. I praise you for everything that we see, smell, taste, touch, hear. We want to give back to God, Jesus in us. I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I bless you. I adore you. I worship you. Your whole prayer life changes in the divine will. You become ecstatic with joy. Jesus says, nor can the creature unbind herself from the created things because the will of one and the other being one with God, fused with God, that is my divine will, they form one single body with many members are inseparable from one from another. A new beginning is happening for all the world. That's why the evil one is so upset. He thought he stopped this with Adam. He thought he stopped this with Eve. He thought when Jesus and Mary left the earth, it was over. He thought it stopped when Louisa stopped, but no, now it's multiplying. For every soul that's reading, they're learning more and more and more how to live this life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. So manifesting to you, Louisa Picaretta, and to us who are reading it, so many truths, so many manifestations, so many promises, he says, about my fiat, there's nothing less than issuing back on earth again, in the whole universe again, the order, the love that would have kept if Adam had not sinned and my kingdom had had its life upon earth. Everything's being restored. This is what's happening. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. These are the Catholics. Enkindle in us the fire of your love. That's the divine will. Send forth your spirit and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth, repair the face of the earth, restore the faith of the earth through the little children of the holy divine will, who are one with Louisa. And it's not because of Louisa. It's because of she being linked to Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. That's what's coming upon earth. It's here. Everything is wrapping up. Everything is wrapping up. The kingdom is coming. Get ready for the kingdom. In my speaking, I, God, have kept such order that one truth is so bound to the other that if anyone wanted to snatch away or conceal some truths, they would form a void in the kingdom of my divine fiat and would subtract a strength, a divine strength from the creatures to induce them to live in my divine kingdom. So here Jesus says, if you're not reading, you're not receiving this divine strength of the kingdom of God. As you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, nothing can make you happier. Why? You're re-entering into the will of God. You're re-entering into that life that Adam had before the fall, and Adam's life was in God's image and likeness. You see what God is calling us to? This is tremendous. This is just amazing. Volume 26, 421, 1929. All the divine qualities of our fiat were reflected in Adam and embellished Adam so much that we, triune God, ourselves, felt enraptured in looking at Adam and in seeing in Adam so well sculptured our dear image that our divine being was formed in Adam. And this is why even though Adam fell, he did not lose the life nor regenerative hope of our fiat, because since he had possessed, Adam had possessed the fullness of its act in the beginning of his life, it did not want to lose the one who had possessed it. So when Jesus died on the cross, the church shows us that his blood, first on Calvary, on the place of the skull, the place where Adam was buried, this blood freed Adam first and Eve, freed them first. The divinity felt so bound to Adam that it did not feel like banishing him forever. It takes too much to lose what one was once possessed by our fiat. So the first ones that were redeemed was Adam and Eve. The very first ones, the blood of Jesus fell upon them. That's why there is a skull and crossbone on the cross. There's a skull and crossbone because it's the place of the skull of Adam. The first blood came upon Adam. It's the place of Golgotha. Jesus conquered death. And the evil one uses the skull and bones for his to mock what Jesus has done. To mock what Jesus has done. It's like the eye of God. The eye of God is a great Catholic thing. The our God, you know, in the triangle. That's that. As a matter of fact, when Our Lady appeared to Sister Mary Ephraim, as the divine indwelling. Now, the divine indwelling is the divine will, and she's veiled. Okay. What's coming when this veil is opened, if you want to say? When this comes, the kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. Get into Our Lady, the divine indwelling. It's basically talking about the divine will on earth as it is in heaven. And symbolized by the eye of God. Now the evil one takes the devil takes the light of heaven and destroys it by the flames of hell. They try to destroy, pervert, twist what God has done. You know, there's a lot of great things that are coming, and we're going to see great things happening. So Jesus wants us to know, it takes too much to lose what once was one possessed by our fiat. And that's why Adam is, when Adam saw Louisa, when Louisa said, I want to repair for everything that Adam did, Adam appeared to Louisa and said to her, you are the first one who has ever done this. And therefore he says to Louisa, all that I have now I give to you. You now begin again. And she said to Jesus, no, he's the Father. No, I can't take this. And Jesus said, basically, you are now the first before Adam who has done my will continuously next to my Blessed Mother who always did it. Somebody just told me to move Our Lady this way more. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. So Our Lady was the first to be one with God in the divine will, the first to repair and redo. Louisa she's the little daughter. We can't compare her to the Blessed Mother. The Blessed Mother is mother and queen. Louisa is the little newborn, the little daughter of the divine will, the human who now lives this abundant life that God gave to Adam. So we're right here, volume 26, 20, from, okay. Volume 26, 521, 1929. I am always back into my dear inheritance. See, this is volume 20 through volume 36. To return to the divine inheritance of the Father, of the divine will. And it seems to me that I go around, we make my rounds, gleaning within it. Okay, we're learning how to make our rounds, gleaning within it. Jesus, so very good, does not neglect to give me his beautiful lessons about each of those ears of grain that I keep gathering. When you read the volumes, you're picking grain. You're picking this. You're picking the grapes. You're picking the grain. You're picking the fruit. You're doing what God said to Adam: be fruitful and multiply. Let me see what you can produce. Let me see what I can, that you are working one with me. But while I was making my rounds, I kept repeating my refrain over each thing: I love you, and let my love be the sweet chains that binding the eternal fiat may draw it to do violence on it, to make it come to reign on earth as it is in heaven. This has to become our rounds. I love you. Let my love be the sweet chain that binds the eternal fiat. May it draw the eternal fiat, do violence to it, pull it down from heaven to make it come to reign on earth. Don't stay in heaven any longer. Hurry, she says, hurry. 526, 531, 1929. So each knowledge about my divine fiat was an outpouring of continual love that I, God, made for you. Your life, everything in your life, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water, every leaf on a tree is, he says, this outpouring of the fiat contains a divine love that I made for you. When you walk on the beach, and you find a shell on the beach, and you go, wow, look at this. I made this for you, Jesus says. That's how much I love you. I waited for all eternity for you to walk on this beach so that you could see, you could feel, you could touch my I love you. Everything out there is an I love you from God. Every grain of sand, every drop of water. And he says, I want you to make your rounds, adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God. I made this for you. It was a new creation that I put out. It was like binding the divine will to the human will in order to reorder it again according to the order created by us, triune God. This is where we are. This is what God has planned. It's a new beginning that is coming. God is asking us, pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. Volume 26, 627, 1929. My daughter, it was necessary that I intervene your person in the manifestations I have given you about my divine fiat. The same thing for us. It was necessary that I intertwine your person with the manifestations that you're reading, that you're studying, that you're putting into practice, that I have given you. God has given us the book of heaven. I don't care who gave it to you. God put this in your hands. He planned this from the beginning of time about my divine fiat. First, because each manifestation I gave you was bonds that I, God, formed between you and my divine will. That's for each and every one of us. It was gifts and properties that I, God, entrusted to you, such that you were endowed with them. The human family was being bound to the new acquisitions of the kingdom of the divine will. As you were endowed with them, the human family was also being bound to the new acquisitions of the kingdom of it. If I did not intertwine you in the middle, it would neither be bonds nor gifts that I could give, but simple news. And therefore, in order to give you a manifestation about my divine will, I would wait for an act of yours, a little pain of yours, a little suffering of yours, even if just one I love you of yours, so as to take the occasion to speak to you. So Jesus is showing us all that we're going through, worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, all that we're going through. He says the sufferings, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, he says, so that I can speak to you. He says, I wanted of your own in order to give you my own, to be able to give you the great gift of my divine will. And then all of our external works are transmission of divine and human. It's this connection that God is making between heaven and earth. So we'll end there and we'll be back in 15 minutes.